Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I had an email from Father Paul Kramer today, and it's titled, Watch, the Trump Administration Drafted the Epstein Death Notice the Day Before His Death. Well, I mentioned that earlier tonight, and yes, it's a funny one. There's lots of
behind me is a bustling
very
odd
things going on out there, to put it mildly. Hello, Father Kramer, and welcome back. Glad to hear you,
as always. Great to be back.
Yeah. Well, they made a mistake, and evil does that. It makes mistakes. That's funny. The whole Epstein thing, when he allegedly died in jail, I was right on that, as were a lot of other sharp people. They understood. The Mossad doesn't kill its own, especially someone so masterfully successful working for the devil. No, they're not going to kill him. They took him out. Cleared. They're both free now, both Maxwell and Epstein. There's a double in there for Ghislaine, or Ghislaine, however you want to be formal with the pronunciation. They're both free. They're out. That double is not her. It's obviously not her. And he's out. If you look up on the homepage at the top, the first picture in the slideshow is the full picture of Epstein sitting at a table outside of a Starbucks somewhere within the past 6 years. It's a current picture. Anyway, none of this surprises most of you out there. They're out. There's no accountability for anyone working on the side of evil. And that's not even stating it as fully and succinctly as it ought to be stated. It's terrible what's going on out there. So, Father Kramer, tell us your opinion. Thank you for sending that. It's a good catch, and it's true.
And that came from Status Quo, which is a reliable source of news. It's not some shady producer.
Yeah, I looked at it. He seems good. Yeah, he seems very sincere, very credible. So, thank you. Yeah, I'll post it tonight.
I don't have proof one way or the other if Epstein is alive or dead. But there's also another side to examine that it could very well be that Trump is putting out this information to disinformation, possible disinformation that Epstein is still alive to cover up the fact that, considering that no one on earth had more motive, means, or opportunity than Donald Trump to off Mr. Epstein.
But why? Why, when his name appears in the so-called Epstein documents, 3,800 times by one count, alleged count? It's crazy. Trump is as guilty as it can be, at least on the surface of it. I have no proof. All I can go on is data that I look at, I read, I consider. But it's overwhelming that this guy, Trump, Epstein's purported best friend for 10 years, would have been deeply involved with most everything Epstein was up to. This makes sense.
Well, I mean, he was. The documents will show that. And we've seen enough from the documents that it's conclusive enough already that Trump was deeply involved with that operation. And the problem there is that operation was a Mossad operation. It was a Mossad blackmail operation, among other things. They had a lot. They were involved in many very nefarious activities, but it was a Mossad blackmail operation also.
You bet.
And
I agree.
That leads us to the question: is as frightful as it is the abuse and sex crimes that were committed in connection with Epstein, what bothers me the most is that the man in the White House would, how could he not have been blackmailed by the Mossad?
Well, fairly summed up. How could he not be? They own him. I agree. Totally agree.
They own him, yes. And that means that the man in the White House, who is supposedly the head of state, is not really the head of state, but he is just acting on behalf of the Mossad. He is a foreign agent. He is a foreign operative. He is operating for a foreign power.
You know, on any other platform, he'd be called a terrorist and worse. Think about it. He's terrorizing governmental leaders, bribing them, blackmailing them, whatever, and killing teenagers and children, and apparently, engaging in cannibalism of some of them. Apparently, if that isn't terrorism, I don't know what is. All right.
And Trump, who was so close to that man, who was the master blackmailer, he has filled his administration with people like Kushner and others. And that leads one to believe, like, for example, the buildup of military forces, sending ships to threaten Iran. This is not in America's best interest, to put it mildly. It's the only thing you can do is cause a huge amount of catastrophe for the country. It's not done in behalf of the United States. It's not. Trump, who likes to say America first, is acting for Israel first. And that's because he's clearly acting as an Israeli agent. He is an operative. He is an Israeli Mossad asset. That we have a Mossad asset in the White House making the decisions at the highest level regarding the security of our country. This is intolerable. And one has to ask the question, how can a Mossad asset perform the office of the presidency of the United States? He would not be capable if he's been blackmailed into, as he's told, to do the bidding of his Mossad handlers. He's incapable. He'd be incapable of executing his duties of office, which means I think it's the 25th Amendment requires that he be removed. On that basis alone.
I agree. Sure. Go ahead, Father Kramer, if you're still chatty. You dropped out there for a moment.
Yeah, I...
Okay.
On that point, that's really, I think, the most important thing I have to say is that Trump is, because of his involvement with this Mossad blackmail operation, he's unfit for office.
Oh, absolutely unfit. Just like Biden, different circumstances, yeah. Same thing, unfit. Yeah.
Who would ever have thought that the United States of America would reach the point that the man who is occupying the office of the president is incapable of exercising the office? But the last two...
Yeah.
Trump and Biden both are totally incapable.
Yes, sir. It's crazy. I don't know what to say anymore. He has been ordered to transport maybe $1 billion of munitions and arms, armaments, tech to the, I'll call it the Iranian theater, war theater. And now what are we going to see? He's now threatening Iran, not with all-out war, but with a small, limited military attack, after which he hopes Iran will come around and agree to his terms regarding stopping all nuclear enrichment, uranium enrichment, disbanding all of their defense missile forces. He thinks they're going to do that. At least that's what he's saying, indirectly and directly. It just gets worse and crazier all the time. Why would he allegedly order a limited attack on some small number of targets? That's not going to make the Iranians come around to his view. That's ludicrous. I'm not sure that Netanyahu is not enraged by this. Trump does not follow through. We know that now. Not on Greenland, not on Venezuela, and certainly so far not on the Iran war. Now, he did follow through on the 12-day war, but it was hard to tell who was in charge of what back then. But I think that Netanyahu ordered a massive attack on Iran, but he's banking on his Iron Dome, which will not work. They'll run out of interceptors. There'll be problems. The Iranians are getting top-grade help from Russia and China on how to thwart a defensive anti-missile system. So I don't know what Trump is going to do. He may be getting in trouble with Netanyahu and the Jews, and he doesn't want to do that. It's not going to help him any. It could be a disaster for him. I'm just rambling here, but it's what I see.
But I think that eventually Iran is going to be hit. I just see that coming. And we have been told for how many decades that Iran is 6 months away from the bomb, the bomb. And they've been telling this. I mean, we've been hearing this for decades. How many decades are they going to be 6 months away from the bomb without having it? It sounds more and more like the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Yeah. See, let me find the exact date here, just a second. I know there's something coming up that most people are not factoring into Trump's behavior. Date of the Union. Hold on. Address. Okay. Coming up on February 24th, next Tuesday is what? Many of you don't know. The State of the Union address. How would Trump feel addressing the nation and describing the heartfelt loss we all feel for the crew of the USS Abraham Lincoln, the carrier Lincoln, or any number of capital ships in the Navy? If he starts the war before the State of the Union address, our ships are at highest risk from anti-ship hypersonic cruise missiles. The Kinzhal is probably there, given to the Iranians by Putin and Russia. The Chinese have probably shipped their own. I don't know their names and numbers of their products, but they have a lot of hypersonic anti-ship missiles. These are unstoppable. We do not. You can't even see them. They're flying that fast. We just don't have the tech to stop them all. We might get lucky and get one. It's just going to be ridiculous. He doesn't want to give that kind of a speech on February the 24th. He wants to sound like Trump. So that's our biggest protection from war right now, probably the State of the Union address. All right, how many days is that? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 4 days. So I wouldn't look for war before the middle of next week after the State of the Union address. This is just the way it looks to me. He doesn't want to give a message to the nation of loss and military defeat, even in part. He doesn't want to do that. So I don't know what the hell's going on here. We'll find out. They called Trump the taco, and they do it for a reason. Go ahead.
Again, the consequences can be are not really that easily to calculate. So I'll say they're incalculable. Even if there should be a successful strike on Iran, there are going to be consequences. There's going to be severe consequences. It's not as though there won't be a retaliation from the other side, and I don't necessarily mean just Iran. There is a whole group of countries allied together. There's Russia and China and Iran and some others. And they can counterattack in a very asymmetric manner.
I agree. It's going to be very interesting if it ignites, as I think Netanyahu has ordered it to ignite. Sergeant Trump will do as he's told. And I also don't think Netanyahu likes this once again, Trump vacillating and waffling over these big bellicose statements. Now it's just a small attack on Iran that's going to force them to come around to his viewpoint. What an idiot. There's no military verification, validation, or even reason to say that. It's a stupid statement. It's not how wars are fought and won.
Exactly. It is a demented psychopath who is a megalomaniac. Think this way. But that's not how a rational, normal, sane human being would think. Certainly one who is supposed to be exercising some degree of statesmanship. But this is like the schoolyard bully who thinks he can just intimidate someone. Like a mafia boss. You cannot conduct international relations in that manner and expect to have an orderly and peaceful result coming at the end of it, at the end of the process. It just cannot be.
I agree. I do. What are you being in Ireland and watching, what are your thoughts about Trump's behavior? Yeah, let's go back to Greenland. Well, we're going to take Greenland. He never should have, if he was going to, he never should have made an announcement. If he was going to, he never should have said, well, we're going to talk to Denmark. We're going to talk to the Greenlanders. He should have just done it. 53,000 people live there. They could have all been compensated. I'm not in favor of it. I'm just saying that he could have done it and just got away with it. Now you've got Swedish soldiers there and other issues. I think he was just baiting the opposition to commit itself to some position or other. He's not smart. He's not consistent. How does it look to you? And same thing with Venezuela, by the way. He was saying that our ground war in Venezuela will be much easier to fight than an air-only war. Oh, yes, we're going to go right on in. Ground war. He didn't. Anyhow. What do you think? How's he looking? Is he going to make it halfway through his first term?
Second term? I don't think he'll make it halfway through this term. I really don't. Because he's turning even his best, even those who are closest to him, see that he's mad. He's insane. And they fear for what will be the result of letting this man, allowing this man to exert his will in the erratic manner that he's doing.
Yeah. Yep. Here, I've got to find this issue about succession of what in this case would be J.D. Vance. And there's that one day issue. If J.D. Vance steps in, let me partial. I'm going to get the formal constitutional reading. Partial term of a vice who takes over. See? Okay. At halfway point. Okay, let's see what we get. All right. A vice president who takes over the presidency with more than 2 years, that's 2 years and one day, remaining in that term of office. So if Vance steps in 2 years and one day, all right, he can run for two full terms after finishing out the remaining 2 years and one day. So if it's more than 2 years, he can run. Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got that backwards. I was thinking right. If it's more than 2 years and one day, that's considered a term. If it's less than 2 years remaining, it's not considered a full term for the vice president. Okay. Got it? It stipulates that if a successor serves more than 2 years of a predecessor's term, if Vance serves more than 2 years of Trump's term, they can only be elected to fill the presidency one more time. So it's 2 years and one day, and Vance is restricted to one successive term, full term. If it's less than 2 years, then Vance can serve 2 years and then run for two more. That'll give you 10 years as president. That's a Palantir presidency. That's a Peter Thiel Palantir presidency. Anyway, just that's the formal ruling. Less than 2 years doesn't count for a full term. More than 2 years counts for a full term served for the vice president. All right.
Considering also the people that Trump has been associating with and being seen very visibly, it seems quite clear that there's been a blueprint for a decade existing that Trump is trying to follow this agenda to set up a technocracy, which would be basically, I think the best explanation is the best analogy is it would be the implementation of what is described in George Orwell's Animal Farm. The citizens of the country who will be reduced to the status of the farm animals. In a technocracy, and a technocracy that will be run by the trillionaires and billionaires, ordinary people are considered worthless. They're considered goyim, in other words.
Yeah.
So that's what we see. Trump is amassing these databases to have a massive surveillance state, and anyone who makes a social media post that is against Trump or critical of Trump, such a person can expect eventually to be picked up by federal agents or federal officers and sent to the concentration camp. And he's he's going to put billions of dollars into building I think it was 38 camps or something like that, or I can't remember the figures offhand, but
right.
They're going to be building a huge network of concentration camps, like the Soviet Union,
I know.
The gulag of the Soviet Union.
It's the same thing. If Solzhenitsyn were here, he would be trying to warn America at every opportunity. Yeah, they're building the facilities. I don't care what they tell us they're for or going to be for. We don't need a network of concentration holding centers for human beings. If we're going to eject invaders, we eject them, right? They get thrown out. We don't house them. We throw them out. See, we're not using the simplest way to get rid of our invader problem here, and that's to get them to self-deport. And there are several ways to do that, multiple ways, but this government is not interested in that. It's not using that. That would be a true Trump card, how to get rid of the invaders. Have them self-deport under threat of fear of being incarcerated or having to work. As I've said, I'd put them to work. If you're not out of here in 30 days and you're caught, you will be housed in a facility. You will work for the United States for 2 years, and then you will be given a chance to walk out of this country again. Otherwise, you'll be put back to work for another 2 years. That would get a lot of people to move, Father Kramer, real quick. They wouldn't want to do public service work, cleaning up trash, doing this, doing that. No. Go ahead.
What Trump has done, however, his government is encouraging these people to self-deport, and some of them are scared, and they want to self-deport. But what did Trump do? He diverted the ICE officers to go to the train stations and the airports, and to arrest these people who are trying to leave the country, so that they can be arrested and put into facilities. It's insane. That's
insane.
But that's exactly what they've been doing. Catch them before they can leave the country.
It's true. Yep. Ay. What's left of Europe right now? How much?
Well, Ireland is... we are in a situation that it used to be a safe country to live in, but people are... It's getting to be like some of the worst parts of the United States now. People are not safe anymore. They're being attacked by these foreign men who are from Muslim countries. And
does Islam have a chance of integrating, assimilating into white Western Christian culture?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. The dogma of kill all non-believers is a prime directive of that religion. Don't forget it.
And they want to conquer these countries. They want to conquer Europe. They want to conquer the European countries and bring it into their Islamic world. They don't want to become part of Europe. They want Europe to become part of their culture.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, we're getting a taste of that over here in several locations and cities where the Islamic portion of the populace is very active, very, very organized and intent on a takeover through elections, allegedly. It's the beginning of a terrible situation over here, which could lead to a real civil war. I could say it should lead to an actual civil war. Otherwise, the United States of America will cease to exist, like Europe has ceased to exist in many arguable fashions. It's true.
I think that the world war is going to change everything, though. And the destruction of Europe and the destruction of America is not going to happen. Ironically, a very destructive, devastating war is going to be the thing that prevents that from happening, because it will stop the natural course of events, which is the corruption that has been introduced by Freemasonry and the people who are in control of Freemasonry, if you know what I mean.
Sure. I do. Yeah.
This happened before in history. It will happen again. And that's, again, that's in the message of Fatima. Our Lady of Fatima said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The world will be given a period of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see the conversion of the Islamic nations. And the defeat of Freemasonry. We're going to see the conversion of the Jews, even. The Arabs, the Jews. Russia will be the first to convert, and they will be the instrument to bring about the conversion of so many other countries of the world.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Freemasonry will be defeated. They will be wiped off the face of the earth by the divine wrath.
Did Our Lady intimate that?
Yes, not in the third secret itself, but it's implied in that message. But in others, I believe to the message of Our Lady to Blessed Elena Aiello that she even went so far as to say that. They will be, except for a very few of them who will convert, they will be wiped out completely.
Well, so it'll be up to them, so to speak. They give up their greed and their ethos of conquest at all costs and supremacism that they constantly show now. They don't even hide it. Look what they're doing in Gaza, the West Bank, Syria, Lebanon, obviously ordering Trump around, pulling Jeffrey Epstein out of jail. They don't care. It's not something that people can't see, can't figure out. The jail guard there who participated in Epstein's removal is now dead. Big surprise. He was talking too much. So, no, we're not living under the Constitution here anymore in this country. And I often try to remember to say to people that no other country has a Constitution and a Bill of Rights like we do. It's a gift from the universe, and we must protect it. And we must demand that it be obeyed. And yet, here we are, voting to elect people who theoretically, supposedly, are going to do exactly that. Do they? Hell no. They don't.
This is the worst thing about Trump, is that he has no respect for the Constitution.
No, his daughter is a Jew. His son-in-law is a Jew. His grandkids are Jewish. I've been told that Ivana Trump, the mother of Ivanka, is a Jew. Trump is Jewish. I mean, he might as well be. He's just not saying it for obvious reasons. It's become a political liability. But he shouldn't really care. He should be honest.
He did say it. He did say it.
I remember that statement. It was yes, he did say it. He did say it.
Mark Levin was the one who said, Trump is our first Jewish president.
Jewish president, yeah.
And Trump said, it's true. And if that weren't enough, he repeated it twice more. He said, it's true. And later he said, it's true. And the third time he said, it's true.
I didn't see that one. I didn't see that. Wow. Well, so there you go. And the Zionist-controlled media said next to nothing. They covered for him. Oh, his latest gambit is he's supposedly, I think at the State of the Union, he's going to give disclosure to the UFO ET suppressed reality. But I don't think it's going to be what most people would consider real disclosure. He'll just say some of the same old things that they always say. Well, it's a big universe out there. Obviously, there are chances of intelligent life forms out there, and they may well be here. We just don't know for sure or whatever. We're still looking. I haven't seen one myself, as Obama said a week ago. Trump's going to say something like that. He'll equivocate. It won't be crystal clear, perfect. If he said three times, it's true that I'm a Jew, forgive the rhyming, that I wish I had that clip. That's very good.
I can send it to you. I've got it.
Please. Yeah, please do. It wouldn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me anymore, to be honest. Not about Trump. Chump. No. He's so obviously working for another agenda. It's painful to watch. It's not us. He's a bad man. And look at the state of America. How many people are on the streets? The millions of jobs that are going to vanish during this year and are vanishing are in many cases almost all white-collar beginning positions, entry-level positions. Those jobs are gone, and those people will have nowhere to go. There are no replacement jobs waiting for them to apply to. It's not going to happen. You're going to see two breadwinner households become one or none breadwinner households. And if they lose one income, they will no longer, in most cases, be able to pay their monthly mortgage, or mortgages, plural. They won't. And their house will be foreclosed upon. And unless they have relatives that, as a couple with one kid, maybe more, that they can move back with, they'll be on the streets. This is horrible. That's where we are here. This is happening now, not next year, now.
Well, I'll have to send that clip on to you because I can't find it right now. I've been looking for it.
Don't worry. There's plenty of time. I'd like to see it. Outline. Yes, that's a good one. We have lost so much here, Father Kramer. The quality of our people is not what it was at all. They don't know. They're under such duress, such stress, such fear. It's very sad to see. They have nowhere to go. This the AI takeover is a bigger event than the Industrial Revolution. This is the biggest event, arguably, in recorded human history. I think it's going to end up that way, without any doubt in my mind. And what are these people going to do? They've studied, they've gone to college, they've gone to some kind of a tech university, and they're ready to become an assistant programmer or assistant coding programmer. No jobs. No more jobs. AI is doing all of its own coding now at Anthropic, and that will soon be the case at all the majors. No more humans needed. 40% of Americans can't pay their monthly bills now. 40% can't pay right now. And with every new job loss statistic, it gets worse and worse. So we're in bad shape, and America just can't come to terms with it. And even if it does, to be honest and to be fair, what are they going to do about it except get into survival mode now?
The technocracy is going to be such that there's going to be no place for jobs for people to be employed. So
correct.
That's why they want to have the so-called universal basic income, because it's going to be a concentration camp existence. People are not going to be, like I said, people can't pay the mortgage anymore. They don't have jobs, so they get shipped out into camps, and in the camps, they'll have instead of living in the kind of a house that they're used to, they're going to be having at best they would have a cell, the best you could hope for would be something like a hotel room, but it might be more like a concentration
dorm.
Camp dormitory.
Yep.
And you'll have your universal basic income, which means like the prisoners of war could buy their cigarettes and things like that, and that's about all you're going to have for income.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a terrible way of living. It's going to be reducing people to the status of slaves and farm animals, prisoners. It'll turn the country, it'll turn the world into one great prison. And because there's going to be no need for employment, and that means population is going to be reduced, and that's been in the works for a long time. And this is the technocracy that Trump is working for. He won't tell you openly, but that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And all the indications about the directions that this government is going in, that is what they're doing. Especially you have the banking the banking reforms are such that. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a digital currency, and the money in your bank account is going to have an expiration date. It's not going to be saving that you can accumulate anymore.
That's true.
You're going to have a certain amount of time to spend that money, and if you don't spend it, it's just canceled. It expires. It will expire. So
expiration date on your digital currency, friends. I hadn't spent much time thinking about that possibility. But they will do that. They'll put a good use-by date on it. Oh, yes. Oh, my.
Yes.
Oh.
And that means what used to be your salary, that you could, anything left over, you could put in your savings account and save some money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, what it is no longer going to be a salary. It's going to be an allowance. The best you could hope for is an allowance under the New World Order. You'll have an allowance, and if you don't spend it, it expires, because you're a prisoner. And a prisoner, what can a prisoner do with his allowance except spend it for things that are available in the prison store? But it's going to turn.
Wow. Father Kramer, I have not seen anyone address that issue except you. A use-by date on your new digital currency. Talk about total control. That's a masterful move. Wow. Oh, unreal. They got it all, don't they? They got it all.
And they're making the efforts to make it impossible for people to leave the country and move to foreign countries, move abroad.
Right. No, they don't want people leaving and taking their wealth with them, whatever wealth they have left, which is what would happen.
That's right.
No.
It's like the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was primarily, the borders were primarily for keeping people in, not for keeping people out.
Yeah, I remember that. Jeez. What a racket. This is going to be so bad for Americans. And only Trump is allegedly deported. I really doubt the figure. They're claiming that he has gotten rid of 700,000 in his first year in office. I don't believe it. I think it could be even just half that. Out of the 40 million he's got to get rid of, that Biden flew in here and just let walk in, drive in, whatever. So the deportation is not going to happen. 7,000. 700,000. Right? So what's that? 2.8 million out of 40 million invaders gone by his second full term. Gone in the second term. That's not enough. That's not doing it. Oh, we got the bad guys. No, they're all bad guys because they don't want to assimilate. They don't speak the language in many cases. They come from 30 or 40 different countries. They hate this country. They're going to abuse everything and everyone in their way, many of them. I'm sure some of them are humble, but that stems from insecurity and fear of being removed. So they're going to be real nice and so forth. I this is all bad, just bad.
Trump wants them to be wants them for slave labor. Not really for deportation, because I think even Obama was more effective in deporting illegal aliens than Trump.
I think you're right. The numbers, I think, prove it. I think so. But this network of concentration camps, I don't know how they're trying to sell it at this point. Well, we're going to need housing as we deport all these people. No, that's not it. They can deport them directly and effectively and quickly. But they won't. They're not giving any of them the mRNA injection, you know. The death vax, they're not getting. They're supposed to survive us. That's why they're not being vaxxed.
They don't want to deport them. They want to they want to use them as slave labor. And the ICE operations that are supposedly to be rounding up these illegal aliens for deportation, that is simply the first stage of abolishing all of the due process of law to pave the way. It's the prelude to that Project Zipper.
Which is to
imprison Americans, to put the American people behind the walls of those concentration camps. Anyone that they consider a threat to them, anyone who's considered opposition. And Trump has already said he's going after potential security threats. Potential security threats.
Right.
People who are against fascism, which is to say people who are against Trump.
It's Democrats, huh? And liberals. Those are potential security threats, yeah. Yeah.
This is Stalin speaking through the mouth of Trump.
I'm afraid you're right. Father Kramer, thank you. We're out of time. I appreciate it, as always. Look forward to our next chat. Be safe out there, and let me know anything happens or changes. I appreciate the stories you send, too. Thank you.
Bye now.
Okay, good night. Father Paul Kramer, and that's our Friday program for you. A lot of information tonight. I hope you found it helpful, and you can listen to it in the archives, and I'll put the AI piece up on the homepage as well. Okay, have a good weekend, a safe weekend, and we'll be back Monday. Take care.